Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know the number one mistake that people make when they give a speech, especially a toast, like a maid of honor speech or a best man speech?
My guess is being drunk.
Well, that's up there, but that's actually not number one. And we've got Grace on the phone with us, who is our manager of brand partnerships and marketing here at the radio station, because Grace's sister Lauren's getting married.
Hey!
Yay!
Grace, you're the maid of honor.
Oh.
And now I know you sent a message and you're like, oh my God, I've got to do a speech. Do you know what the number one mistake is that they make? And the only reason why I say this is because years and years of taking speech class, this is like a top thing that people often forget to do. And they tell us this in these classes. Do you have any guesses?
Oh, gosh. I guess the one thing that comes to mind for me is that maybe people go too long and people lose interest in the speech.
Long, like, droning. Yes, that happened at my nephew's wedding a couple of years ago.
You want to keep it short and keep people engaged and laughing, clapping, all of that.
Okay, you're so right that that's definitely one of the things. And because you're in radio, you know to keep it simple, stupid.
Is it number one?
But no, believe it or not, the number one thing that people forget to do with these speeches, and it ends up being a pretty big mistake, is they don't explain right up front what their relationship is to the bride or to the groom.
Long as you're in like a dress and stuff, it's not you came out of the kitchen.
But I see
what you're saying.
But they don't know. Is she a roommate? Is she a best friend since high school?
Are they keeping tabs? People are keeping tabs on this?
Because then your jokes don't land if they don't really know the perspective of where you're coming from.
You can't assume,
unless it's a really small, intimate wedding, you can't assume that they all know who you are. Because a lot of people that do know you have a plus one that don't know you. So you want to make sure up front you say, hi, this is Grace, and very important, I'm Lauren's older sister, because you immediately know, all right,
Here we go.
She's going to say some fun things about the little sister.
Do you have this all planned out, Grace? Have you been working on this?
That is really good advice. I actually have most of my speech written because the wedding is next week. And I do have a line at the beginning that I am Lauren's sister, but I'm going to add in that I'm the older sister.
Yes, you need to add that.
Point.
Yeah, because Elizabeth knows you're so old.
My jokes, they can make sure I know I'm just like lightly, you know, poking fun at my little sister in some of our stories.
Because you never want your audience to not be in on the jokes. And that's kind of one of the biggest problems with some of these speeches that we've seen over the years. Radar, you're absolutely right. Being too drunk is horrible. Don't do that. Don't get on the mic and be too drunk. No one wants to listen.
Time to give up the mic. Okay, that's enough. Now, Grace, do you have like a little joke to kind of make everybody laugh to begin with? Or are you going to just go up there and introduce yourself and start talking?
Yeah, well, I was actually there when my sister met her future husband. So I'm going to start out with a little story about how they met.
How did they meet? Did they meet at a bar? Was it a setup or?
It was actually a group trip to Costa Rica. I brought my sister with me on a friend's trip, and they met there, and it was like instant connection, inseparable the whole trip, and the rest was history.
Look at these two over here. Yeah, I know.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah, and so we'll talk about that, you know, go into some nice stuff about the two of them. And then, you know, I've got the jokes sprinkled in.
Okay, good.
I'm going to say, the gloves come off, right? Because it's your little sister.
And then you bring it back home with, at the end, right? A little something, a little sentimental, raise the glass, give a toast.
Yes, exactly. There'll be a nice toast at the end. You know, hopefully some applause. We'll see. And, We'll keep it light and fun, but definitely have that sentimental stuff in there, too. So I'm looking forward to being able to say it to them.
Grace, who, if you're just joining us, works in our promotions and marketing department, is about to give the maid of honor speech at her younger sister's wedding. I feel like you need to say to your sister, hey, I brought you on a trip to Costa Rica, and you met your husband. You need to get me a room for the honeymoon. You should be going on the honeymoon with them because they are married of you.
Do you know what happens on the honeymoon?
Separate rooms, man. Separate rooms.
Well, down the hall, too.
At least a free dinner or something, right?
Yeah. Maybe she should take you on a trip now.
I mean, I was going to say, they are giving you a free dinner at the wedding, but let's be real. Everything you paid to be the maid of honor, there was nothing free for you for that wedding.
100%. And they're going to Greece for their honeymoon, so I would definitely tag along on that if they want.
There you go.
Well, Grace, good luck. Keep us posted on how the speech goes. And does anybody have anything they want to add to this? Are there any speeches that you've seen at a wedding that were things not to do? Don't do this. What's your story? 414-432-1099. Or are you writing a speech and you want some help? Join the conversation now. Grace, good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.